AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump plans to sign the Laken Riley Act into law later today. It mandates the detention and potential deportation of people in the U.S. illegally accused of theft and violent crimes before they've actually been convicted. It's named for a Georgia nursing student who was killed by a Venezuelan national in the U.S. illegally. President Trump signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for gender transition for people under 19.
It directs federally run insurance programs, including TRICARE for military families and Medicaid, exclude coverage for such care. And it calls on the Justice Department to vigorously pursue litigation and legislation to oppose the practice. Medicaid programs in some states do cover gender-affirming care. The new order suggests that practice could end and target hospitals and universities that receive federal money and provide the care. It's Trump's latest move to roll back protections for transgender people, efforts that are already facing legal challenges. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Sources tell the AP Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pulling the security protections and clearance of retired Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley and has ordered the Pentagon's Inspector General to review Milley's actions while serving as the nation's top uniform officer to determine if a demotion is warranted. Milley and Trump have clashed in the past. Milley said this in 2023.
We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator.
And Milley was a frequent Donald Trump target on the campaign trail.
And you had this group of incompetent people take over. Guys like Milley should have been fired. They should have been fired.
Milley's chairman's portrait at the Pentagon was stripped from the wall just hours after Trump was sworn in. The Palestinian Health Ministry says two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire in the occupied West Bank overnight. This is AP News. Federal employees are being offered buyouts.
The White House is offering buyouts worth 8 months of salary to all federal employees who opt to act on the offer by February 6th in an effort to shrink the size of government. The offer includes a deferred resignation letter for federal employees wishing to participate and lists four directives that it says President Donald Trump is mandating for the federal workforce, including that most workers must return to their offices full time. The memo says that if a federal worker resigns under the program, that they will retain all pay and benefits regardless of daily workload and will be exempted from all applicable in-person work requirements until September 30th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A sleek white aircraft became the first independently developed jet to break the sound barrier, tearing through the air tens of thousands of feet above the Mojave Desert. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.